positive way. Really delighted to talk to them. Here we are with City College Norwich, and we're chatting with Matt. Matt, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell me a little bit about this exhibit here. What are you doing?
Okay, we're here to show off GeoArt, which is a new thing that we're doing with students with AS at City College Norwich, Asperger's Syndrome. 80 students at the college have autism at the moment, and what we're doing is looking to use technology in an engaging way with those students to sort of re-engage them in traditional teaching methods.
And how are you doing that?
Okay, what we do is we take maps, a typical map, think of a map, and we look at the map and we work with the students to try and find a shape on the map. The students look for a shape, they then draw the shape on the map, they take a track stick, which is a GPS device, and they walk the route. So they've looked at the route, planned the route, walked the route. When they get back, they plug the track stick back into a computer, into Google Earth, free application. Google Earth downloads the data and then turns it into an image, so you can actually see what they drew earlier as a route. They then take that into Photoshop or 3D Maker and then turn that into art.
So we're translating three-dimensional movement through space, i.e. our movement across a town or a city or a playground or something, into something we can see on a map on screen.
That's right. Traditionally, these students struggle with basic traveling skills. So it's an interesting and an engaging way for them to look at the area around them and associate with that and work at plan a route and walk that route and make it interesting for other people to look at later date.
But I've seen an interesting angle here. You've got some 3D glasses. Now, I haven't seen these around for a while. So how have you been using those?
Okay, the students will take the map into a program called 3D Maker, and they'll have to sit there and then persevere with the software to slowly draw around the shape, the shapes within the image. And then they press the convert button, and then the image becomes a 3D image. So when you look through the glasses at the picture, you see something completely different.
It seems very simple technology, but it's been used brilliantly. How and what impact has it had on the students' learning?
It has a tremendous impact for these students, because these students struggle with some learning that you and I would find quite simple. And what we have to do is we have to find engaging things. They're always looking for the next thing. What's the next piece of technology that's coming out? How can I use this technology? They're always looking for that. And here's them saying, well, map reading's boring. And we're saying, no, it's not. If you do this, it could be quite fun. But this isn't us telling them what to do. This is us giving them the tools and finding out what they do with it. They come back with this stuff. They said, what if we could make it 3D? Well, let's try and find that out. And we did.
What sort of impact do you think it's had across other subjects for their learning?
Okay, some of these students aren't on the traditional mainstream teaching and learning. They go through a program at the college called Phoenix Purple, which is re-engaging them in teaching and learning so that they're ready for a mainstream course. So the activities they do on the Phoenix Purple course build the skills up, the social skills, the interactive skills, the collaborative skills, the group skills, in order that they can cope with a mainstream course. So what they learn here, when they do the mainstream course in a year or so's time, geography, for example, they'll be leaps and bounds above everyone else because they've actually done something quite cool.
I think it's brilliant. You've used some very straightforward, very simple, easily, readily available technology and some free online services like Google Earth or Google Maps to do this. Absolutely brilliant. Where's the project going next, do you think?
That's a really, really good question. We've done all sorts of different pieces of work with the college, with these students, ranging from Google SketchUp right through to the 3D art stuff. What we find is each student has their own specific needs and their own specific desires and wants. And what we'll do is we'll work with the students to find out what they're interested in and then try and find something cool to do with them. And this is another example.
Matt, thank you very much indeed. We're chatting Matt here. Matt from City College Norwich. Thanks very much. Made our way round now to the Bournemouth